Our epistle for the second Sunday in Lent is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Brethren, even as you have learned from us how you ought to walk and to please God, as indeed you are walking, we beseech and exhort you in the Lord Jesus to make even greater progress. For you know what precepts I have given to you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from all immorality, that every one of you learn how to possess his vessel in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress or overreach his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all these things, as we have told you before and have testified. For God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. At that time Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and was transfigured before them. And his face shone as the sun, and his garments became white as snow. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elias, talking together with him. Then Peter addressed Jesus, saying, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us set up three tents here, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. As he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice came out of the cloud and said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And on hearing it, the disciples fell on their faces and were exceedingly afraid. And Jesus came near and touched them, and said to them, Arise, and do not be afraid. But lifting up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus cautioned them, saying, Tell the vision to no one till the Son of Man has risen from the dead. Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
For God has not called you unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, the two penitential seasons, each one has a predominant theme. As we are preparing for Christmas, Advent shares with us that theme of the longing of the chosen people for their Messiah. For Lent, Holy Mother of the Church shares with us as our predominant theme the rejection of the Messiah by the chosen people. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. In today's Gospel, we have the Transfiguration, and there appeared as Christ showed forth part. A small part of his glory appeared to him, Moses and Elias. Moses, the law of the chosen people, of God, of the Old Testament. And Elias, the prophecies. Those things that would spell out and would point to Christ as being the Messiah. Especially the Lamb who was to take away the sins of the world. In the Mosaic Law, in the way they offered sacrifice, adored God in their worship, why was it that they sacrificed lambs or goats? Because Christ was to be the Lamb of God who is take upon himself, although he was innocent, all our sins and the guilt. He would become our scapegoat. That's where the term comes from. People would place their hands on a goat and send them out into the desert to be devoured by wild animals. The lesson for us here is, and should be, that as the chosen people, when their Messiah came, rejected him and did not follow him as a nation, we have a choice to make. And that choice comes right now. In the Old Testament, they didn't have the technology that we have now, or they didn't have the libraries. But they still knew. They couldn't go on their device that they hold in their pocket and look up information. They couldn't get on the net. They couldn't go to libraries and pull out books and do research. And yet they still had no excuse when they didn't accept Christ. We have this technology. Any man who sits down and does an honest research into the faith and into the truth will find it, can find it. Exceptional cases notwithstanding. Any man who is ignorant, or any person who is ignorant, I would say, especially of us who are here in this church, are vincibly ignorant. That means we're ignorant because we haven't taken the time to research it. We are ignorant and are at fault for that ignorance. There's an invincible ignorance, and that's something that those who haven't reached the age of reason, they don't know what's wrong or what's right. Or for those who haven't been taught, they have an excuse, but we don't. No, we're called to holiness. We're called to live in the world, but not of the world. We're called to live with God, and to have God live within us. And it's a choice that each individual must make. Either we take upon ourselves the effort and energy it takes to do those spiritual exercises which makes for a person of God, or we don't. When we go to confession and we confess our sins, we either are really sorry for them and have abandoned them, make up our mind not to sin again, or we don't. These are good things for us to think about during this holy season of Lent as we are trying to make progress in our conversion, in our change, to becoming more perfectly united with Christ, to making it so that Christ can rise within us. He can be victor over sin in our life, over devil and his influence over us, and when all is said and done, over death, and that he will help us rise from that death to eternal life. But we have to do our part now. It's something that won't just happen. Do your spiritual readings. Pray your daily prayers. Offer your day to God. Second to nothing, put God first. Always first. For God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.